Steve, do you have access to the gender, or are you just on the phone?
I have intermittent wireless. I better not be a chair, though, because I'm going to have to leave within 25 minutes or so.
Right. Then I guess we better make this quick. You have to leave in 25 minutes. Fabian has to leave in 15. Leo is not here. We don't have Nicola. Yes. The key item I put on the agenda is for structuring the summit at the next level of granularity and confirming track champions, and hopefully the champions will provide us with like sub-track and sub-track champion nominations. I noticed we do have one co-champion from each track, which is wonderful. So we could do some discussion. So the three tracks that were identified from last week's meeting were a research track, which would be sort of doing the environmental scan as Arturo suggested during the community brainstorm session, as well as like collecting and researching into who's doing what and collecting and putting together a library of things that Anthony was proposing, which actually he was already doing on behalf of IAOA. So Arturo and Anthony conveniently made up our candidates for champions for the research track. And then we have the content track, which essentially would be the track that will put together a curriculum or the curricula, depending on, I guess, on how the champions feel like they would do. And the two champions identified were Leo and Michael. And since they were both online last week, were you there last week? Or you weren't, Michael, were you?
Yeah, I was on the kickoff meeting. Yeah.
Oh yes. So Leo and Michael would champion the contents track. And the second track is the content track. The third track would be a certification track, which will be addressing the testing, certification, of individuals or programs or institutions, whatever. And Barry and Nicola, were nominated to champion this track, despite the fact that neither of them were at our call last Monday, but there are obvious reasons, because Barry has been championing certification all along, and Nicola is recruited, although he did indicate that he cannot be spending a lot of time in this summit. We hope he changes his mind or sends someone to stand in that position, because at the brainstorming session, the general consensus is that it would be nice if IAOA takes over that the certification or accreditation position. Although I believe at one point Nicola in the IAOA formation, Nicola actually did say that he didn't want IAOA to do that, at least in the beginning.
Yeah, I think that I would not want IAOA to do that, in part because there seems to be a strong consensus on behalf of those organizations who might pay for people to get certified that this has to be an academic certification.
I think we're talking about an
organization certified wouldn't justify the cost.
Barry, I think we are talking about two different levels of certification. There's going to be certification of the ontologists by educational institutions, either university or privately organized things. And then there are people who need to certify that the programs that are offered from institutions are meeting our requirements.
We probably need two different words.
Right. But accreditation, I think, is what you mean for the second.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think the accreditation should be with the organization that we present to community. The certification should be universities or potentially other institutions.
Good. And then I would be happy that IAOA should be involved in determining who or what should do the accreditation.
Well, couldn't the IAOA do the accreditation?
I think that there are certain aspects involved in accrediting academic programs which would imply expertise which the IAOA would not necessarily have. I haven't checked the current list of the executive committee from the IAOA, but that is in any case a merely interim executive committee. They don't have an actual executive committee yet. But my impression is that it's not necessarily going to have the people with either the expertise or the time to do this sort of accreditation in a way which would be acceptable to the people being accredited.
Okay. Could we hold off on the content discussion and try to sort of focus on sort of the meta discussion on how to put together the tracks, because the content discussion would be the summit. What we are doing here is just organizing the summit.
I don't want to have decisions made about the roles of different organizations without ever being discussed, especially when the person responsible for the organization in question hasn't been consulted. So if we all agree that no decision has been made as to who or what should do the accrediting, then
Right. And I think we also want to believe that once you and Nicola or somebody else accepts to be co-champion for this track, that you have a lot of ownership on the deciding what that track would do or should do, and bring up the framework for discussion. And since the summit is more a community thing, then it's bringing up the framework so that the community could provide their input along the guidelines or along the framework that you put together.
I am willing to be the champion, and I think we should keep it ontology certification, but we should make clear on the wiki that certification presupposes accreditation, and so there are, in fact, two facts to be addressed.
So I was mentioning, actually, I was mentioning, like, testing, certification, accreditation, that whole basket of maybe even quality. That whole
basket certification for the moment.
Right, exactly. I mean, that's sort of the reduced name certification, but it involves a lot more things which you and Nicola or you and your co-champion will tell us what it is and what is in scope for discussion and what is out of scope for discussion.
In fact, Peter, that's the next bullet on your agenda anyway, is that the subtract or discussion thread that we were talking about.
Right, exactly. That would be the next. Let's stay at the champion level first. And Anthony is here. I'm glad. And Arturo actually already volunteered himself to do the environmental scanning. So I'm pretty certain he would accept. So the only sort of question mark on the co-champions would actually be Nicola. So between Steve and Barry, what do you suggest we do about Nicola?
Well, Barry, you want to just contact Nicola and ask him if he'd really be willing to join you?
Yes, I'll do that. Barry will contact Nicola. And then since, I mean, if he agrees, then that leads into the discussion of your framing the certification discussion. Alright, so going on to the next item would be identifying subtracts and discussion threads that we should pursue in the summit. Actually, as of our last meeting, we were hoping that we could identify the champions and have them sort of at least do a first run and then put up a straw man, and I guess the rest of us could maybe throw in some suggestions and so on. Do we want to go into this now, or should we wait till next week when the co-champions have had a chance to make a first crack at this?
Yeah, I would suggest we let the co-champions do the first crack, straw man, put it on the pages.
Uh-huh.
They have the most vested in the sense that they're leading them. And then we can react to them, let's see.
Yeah.
So, Peter, I just want to clarify then the nature of the track. So the content track is the content of, you know, what would be part of the curriculum? I don't understand exactly the scope.
I think based on the discussion so far, it will not be a single curriculum, but rather a sort of range or a set of a variety of curricula that will address, let's say, I'm just pulling things off the air, undergraduate courses that may be taught, a master program curriculum, and let's say what prepares for a PhD program, or what is the curriculum for professional ontologists, maybe different concentrations for professional ontologists, or maybe some other training for domain experts to work with the ontologists. We had another discussion, I forgot where, but someone also suggested educating the general public what ontology and ontologists are, so that they could better understand what we are all about, or what
okay,
this is
all
about.
That is in the
in content, but okay. Essentially you almost have to decide. I mean, I guess maybe a little bit interactively with the research and with the certification, but mainly you decide on the number of curricula you are trying to address, I mean, that would be in scope, and things that you don't think you think would be a distraction and you don't want to discuss and focus on those. Or not focus on those, but focus the community on discussing those during the 3 months.
What are the other tracks?
There's a research track, a content track, and a certification track. But those are labels.
Okay.
Michael, the research track is basically doing a literature scan, if you like, or not even literature scan, but a scan of what curricula might be out there, who's got courses already, things like that.
Okay, that was the other question. I just want to know the dividing line. Okay.
I'm not sure that research track is a good name for that.
No, I don't think that is a good name.
I
suggest something different.
By all means.
I really understand the delineation between, we discussed about that last week. What exactly is the delineation between the other two tracks? Because, the development of a specific curriculum, let's say for a master's program in ontology, would be curriculum development be part of the content track, saying what needs to be taught and what doesn't? Would it be part of the certification track? I'm not sure how these things are delineated.
The development of the curriculum would be part of the content track. It's going to have to interrelate and communicate with the certification track in terms of what is believed. I mean, we're all in the same community discussing this, but what we believe is needed for a given certification, then going back and saying, let's make sure that's in the content, in the curriculum. And not just joint.
Okay. Seems to me intrinsically...
All three are very interrelated. That's why we need sort of weekly coordinations at the organizing committee to make sure sort of they're still going in sync, I guess.
Yeah, it's all one summit, don't forget. I mean, we're just breaking the different aspects. Somebody has to think about needs. Someone has to think about providing content. And someone else has to think about what's out there already. But it's all surrounding the idea of curricula and certification to educate people.
Yeah, I'm adding one more item. If you refresh and look right below the original agenda, I also added for the identification of deliverables. So I guess once we define the deliverables a little better by the once the champions can define the deliverables a little better, I think the delineation will become obvious. Would it?
Okay.
So, we'll defer the discussion of the next level of granularity after the champions have made the first crack at it during the coming week. Let me document this. Defer discussion.
Okay. I think I will...
Okay.
What do you all get?
In fact, I need to run as well. So
okay. I think you might as well call this a close. But before you leave, I have one question to ask of Steve and Barry.
Okay.
I can make up a list of all the people to invite into the advisory committee. Who do you want me to send it to? I guess one of you should be sending out the invitations.
When do you want that to happen?
Before the launch, I guess. At least before the launch, and hopefully maybe at least a week before the launch so that we can get most of the feedback. And by the launch, we have a sort of semi-respectable list of advisors.
And I think it would be appropriate for both of us to be, you know, the senders. I mean, who actually pushes the button, I don't think really matters. But I think Barry and I should just, you know, sort of collaborate on being comfortable with the invitation and then sign it under both our names.
Yep.
So, Barry, you and I, we can just keep in touch on that. What do you say?
So I'll provide the names. I'll compile a list, and I mean, I'll compile the list of those who were on our last advisory committee from last year.
Okay.
And then we start from there, and I guess we ask all the organizing committee members to nominate more names as they feel appropriate.
Yeah. That'll work, I think.
Right. And then we will use the, since the admin list, the organizing list is password protected, we could just toss this into the mailing list and work from there. And then you and Barry can send out the invitations as on your own timetable.
Okay.
All right.
All right. That probably is about it. And I guess we look forward to the co-champions to work up the first level of straw man for next week.
All right.
Oh, no, do we have a meeting? Yes, a meeting same time next week. That would be okay. The 24th?
Yeah, that should work. Yeah.
All right.
What time is that? Let's see.
Same time.
8:30
Pacific, 11:30 Eastern.
On Tuesday, then.
Okay, Tuesday.
That'll work. Okay.
All right. That'll be it.
I'll call later.
No.
Okay.